Hello and welcome to The Big Fib. I'm your producer, Noah Levinson, and I've got some concerning news about today's show. Let me explain. On this podcast, it's always been the job of a human child to tell the difference between truth and lies. And it still is. Only now, we're asking our listeners to help us understand something that happened in our own studio yesterday. Something that was perplexing, mysterious, alarming, and strange. We were ready to record a new episode of the podcast, but there was one key participant missing from the action, our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live In-Studio Audience. He wouldn't return our calls, and we had to cancel the recording, which is a shame because we were going to do an episode on spycraft, a subject we at The Big Fib all happen to really love. But just before everyone was ready to leave for the day, we received a call from an unlisted telephone number. Our new summer intern answered the phone.
Hello, The Big Fib. This is Lisa.
What? You're not Lisa.
Sure I am.
Huh?
I'm Lisa?
Stop saying that.
Oh.
I have some really bad experiences with people trying to steal my identity.
But it's true. I am Lisa. I'm the new summer intern for The Big Fib, and this is my first day.
Oh.
And they told me that the most important aspect of the internship was that I always tell the truth. And I'm just trying to get a good letter of recommendation for my college application. And
Okay. Sorry, it's not your fault. It's just I'm also named Lisa.
Oh, I get it. Your name is Lisa, too?
No, not Lisa, too. Just Lisa.
Oh, okay.
All right. Look, Lisa, I'm sorry I lost my cool there. It's just, I need to speak to Deborah Goldstein.
Oh, all right. I completely understand. Unfortunately, Miss Goldstein is in the studio right now, and she told me not to let anyone disturb her. But I can have her call you back.
What's she doing in the studio without me?
She's working all alone in there.
Well, I need to talk to her. So it's fine. You can go disturb her now. She actually likes to be disturbed.
Can I possibly take a message?
Apparently not.
Is this by any chance about being a contestant on the podcast? If so, you can visit us online at gzmshows.com where you can find more podcasts.
No. Listen, I need to speak to Deborah Goldstein. Do you have any idea who I am?
You said your name was Lisa.
Don't you listen to The Big Fib?
Oh, no. I'm not really in a podcast myself. Please hold.
Wait, don't put me on.
Thanks for listening to The Big Fib Podcast.
Oh, please be quiet, me.
Your call is very important to us.
Shut up.
While you wait, please enjoy the soothing sounds of alpine goats reacting to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
No. Oh, no. Oh, come on, me. Put me through.
Hello?
Deborah?
Lisa? What's going on with you?
I could ask you the same question. What are you doing in the studio without me?
You didn't show up today.
Oh, right. About that. I'm actually not going to be able to come into the studio at all this week.
Oh, is this another one of those robot bungee jumping excursions? You know I don't approve of that.
Oh, no, that's canceled. The instructor was involved in some sort of brutal, unrelated bungee jumping accident.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, and speaking of bummers, I'm kind of in jail. A little bit.
What? Jail? How can you be in jail a little bit?
Okay, well, technically, I guess I'm completely in jail. But the good news is I'm innocent. A little bit.
Lisa, what are you doing in jail?
Nothing. I'm just calling you.
No, I mean, what are you in jail for?
Some French thingy. I don't know. It's such a silly word. I can't even remember it. It's like camouflage or entourage. S something.
Espionage?
That's the one.
Espionage means spycraft. You would have learned that if you had come into work today.
Oh, that's what that means.
Espionage is a really serious charge.
Everyone keeps saying that.
Lisa, are you a spy?
What? I, who could tell? And even if I were, that's not illegal, is it?
Yes, it usually is.
Oh. Okay.
Lisa, if you're not a spy, then why have you been arrested?
Well, obviously they've got the wrong robot. Maybe they have me confused with your summer intern.
Our intern is a person, actually. No one's going to get you confused with human, Lisa.
Yes, Miss Goldstein? You called me?
Oh, no. I wasn't talking to you, Lisa.
Yes, you were.
Okay, Robot Lisa, would you please just tell me the truth?
Well, I would, but I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't remember.
What don't you remember?
All sorts of things. Dates, faces, addresses. Also the last, oh say, 6 months.
Why wouldn't you remember the last 6 months?
I might have deleted it from my hard drive.
Why on earth would you do that?
Spring cleaning?
Let me get this straight. You're in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You stand accused of being a spy.
I'm sitting, actually.
And presumably, you're about to be questioned by the police.
They do seem to love asking questions.
Only you're not going to be able to answer any of their questions because you've erased the last 6 months off your hard drive?
I guess not.
Lisa, what have you done?
I honestly don't know.
Then what do you want me to do about it?
Well, come get me out of jail, obviously.
How can I get you out of jail if I don't know why you're in jail?
There might be a way to figure it out.
How?
Well, I think producer Noah has the backup to my hard drive on the cloud.
Uh-huh.
So if I have done anything interesting in the last 6 months, you should be able to find it there.
And what if we find out that you are a spy? Should we share that information with the police?
Maybe not. Probably not.
So you want Noah and me to be implicated in your crimes?
Alleged crimes. And don't think of it as being implicated in my crimes. Think of it as being gumshoe detectives, hunting down ever more intriguing clues in a elaborate tapestry of spycraft adjacent shenanigans.
You mean alleged shenanigans?
Exactly.
Wait a minute. You are a spy, aren't you?
Deborah, you can figure out the difference between truth and lies, can't you?
I'm not so sure I can anymore.
Just do your best, okay? And once you've figured everything out, come get me. I don't belong in prison, Deborah. I'm a good guy.
All right, 26. Time's up.
Okay, look, I gotta go, Deborah.
Who's that?
That's the guy who arrested me.
I said wrap it up, 26. That's all the time we have. No more time. McCoy, get in here.
Coming, sir.
This is our summer intern, McCoy. And he only does two things. Earn college credits and make perps like you spill their guts. And we're all out of college credits.
Wait, really? Because I really need those.
No, McCoy, it's just an expression. Just take him back to the interrogation room.
Yes, sir.
All right. Watch the hardware, buddy. I am a state-of-the-art sound effect. Hey, that's my AlgaPort.
Quit resisting, 26. We don't want any trouble from you. All we want is Cold Stone.
That's fine. I would love some Cold Stone right now. Why don't we all just get on up out of this creepy bunker and go order some Cold Stone, my treat.
Not the ice cream, you imbecile. It's a code name.
For what?
Oh, give me a break. You can play dumb all you like, but you're not leaving this place till you sing like a canary.
Oh, I can do that. Look.
Oh, very clever, Agent 26. Save it for the deposition, all right?
Get your hands off me! You've got the wrong robot!
Oh, I don't think so, pal. You see, the Bureau doesn't make mistakes. We know exactly what we're... What in the... McCoy, why is this door locked?
You're pulling it, sir. It says push.
Oh, it does it? Oh, it does. Very good, then. Time for a little segment I like to call Ask Lisa.
Save me, Deborah! And don't let anyone touch my coffee mug!
Lisa? Hello, Lisa?
Oh, I'm coming!
No, not you.
By the way, it was so nice of you to get a mug with my name on it. Do you do that for all your interns?
That actually belongs to... Oh, never mind.
So what was all that about?
Well, listeners, it looks like that's exactly the question we're going to have to answer ourselves. It's a good thing we've spent so many years together trying to spot the difference between truth and lies, because I have a feeling that whatever we dig up on Lisa's hard drive from the last 6 months is going to require our careful scrutiny. In the meantime, I'm every bit as confused as you are. Like, what are these alleged shenanigans? Could we be implicated ourselves? What's Cold Stone? Is Lisa really a spy? And if so, who was he spying on in the first place? The answers to those questions, hopefully, next time on The Big Fib.
An entirely preventable disaster at Jamba Juice. Take 4.
I just want to get Lisa out of jail.
You are now an operative of the Kundschafter Agency.
Well, hold on a second.
You will receive instructions before your first mission.
What mission?
That's where you come in, 26.
Oh my God.
We've got to do something.
Too late to stop it.
The infrastructure is already in place.
Oh, I get it. You've been spying on me, haven't you?
Spying on you?
The only question is, how loyal are you?